An interstate can help connect a town to others, but it may also provide a way for motorists to zip by a place without stopping or doing business. The leaders of this town had a unique idea to get folks to still stop once the interstate arrived. Their towering solution is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Megan Hansen-Hayes says it all began with a major highway.
In the late 70s, they were doing an intercontinental highway, one of the first ones. It was joining in Blue Earth. So one of our town founding fathers, so to speak, got the idea of bringing an attraction that would get people off of the interstate into Blue Earth.
She's speaking of Interstate 90, which passes through the town of Blue Earth here in southern Minnesota. But what would lure people off the interstate and into town? The idea was tied to a longtime canning company here.
We'd had the Green Giant Canning Company for many years. So he contacted the president of Green Giant, who approved using the likeness of the giant, but said that we have to come up with all of our own funds.
Citizens began raising money very quickly, in fact.
In less than a week, he came up with the required $50,000, took it back to the company, and they said, all right, get him built.
And when Megan says get him built, she means building their own Jolly Green Giant.
The idea of him was sent to a company out of Sparta, Wisconsin. They created him. They had to bring him over in two loads because his arms are so big, they couldn't fit on the truck with his legs and body.
So the giant came here in pieces, was assembled, and then eventually hoisted skyward. A towering man watching over a city where his vegetables are canned and labeled.
In 1978, he was ready for the world.
The Jolly Green Giant remains a landmark here. Tell you just how much so next time as we travel the countryside, Blue Earth, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.